This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, February 24th, 2015. I'm Caleb Brown. Crackdowns in Venezuela are accelerating. It's more dangerous now than ever to oppose the regime of Nicolas Maduro. Average Venezuelans are also having a far more difficult time procuring the most basic products of civilization. Ian Vasquez directs the Cato Institute Center for Global Liberty and Prosperity. He comments.
The situation in Venezuela has deteriorated so much in economic terms, political terms, social terms, that the regime is starting to radicalize and crack down even more than in the past. And let's not make any mistakes about it. This is a dictatorship, and it has been for several years. It's a regime that controls the military, it controls the Congress, it controls it's shut down newspapers and television stations and radio stations for all intents and purposes. It controls the media. It controls the central bank. It controls the national oil monopoly. It controls the electoral tribunal, which makes the rules and judges whether politicians can run on elections. It uses democracy or the trappings of democracy as a way to legitimize its form of authoritarian rule. And this is what the political opposition has to contend with. And it's mostly been doing it through public displays of protest, which culminated in massive marches during much of the year last year, where hundreds of thousands and millions of people came out and marched against the government for much of the year throughout the country. But the regime continues to crack down. There were numerous people who got killed by government forces. There are now almost 100 political prisoners in Venezuela. There are people who have been tortured, and these are cases that have been documented, numerous cases by Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch. And there's no way outside of peaceful protest for anybody to get any justice, because the courts are also completely controlled by this military regime, which is what it is. Since 2005, there's been over 45,000 rulings by the courts. Not one of them have ruled against the government. 2005 was the year in which Chavez consolidated his control over the justice system. So this is a dictatorship that is starting to crack down like never before against political opponents, accusing them of the most ludicrous things. And its policies, both economic and other, are ruining the country.
Now, the New York Times and some other outlets place some particular emphasis on the price of oil in relation to this, but of course the conditions in terms of material wealth for the average Venezuelan has been in decline for many years. That included years of high oil prices.
The fall in the price of oil has no doubt played a big role in Venezuela, but it's been the socialist, economic, and other policies that have led to the disastrous economic situation and social situation. Venezuela has actually received over $1 trillion of oil money during this Chavez regime, which came in 1999. That's a lot of money, and people are wondering, where did that money go? Last year, the economy contracted by about 11%. This year, it's going to contract by about 7%. There's scarcities of basic goods, basic foods, medicines. People are dying in hospitals because they can't get access to medicines, which used to be available before. Price and capital controls has made it impossible for businesses to operate and goods to be made available. There's a huge black market in a lot of things, which has raised the real price of goods way above what they used to be. The inflation rate is the highest in the world. Venezuela has become one of the most violent places in the world. It has now the second highest homicide rate in the world. This has occurred under the Chavez regime. So the situation there has deteriorated to such a point that people, ordinary people, have been protesting like never before. And the popularity of this president and the regime has plummeted. The response by the regime has been to go after what is clearly the majority of the country, which is a democratic majority that opposes the country through violence and intimidation.
There were jokes about this over Valentine's Day, but the price of a box of condoms was at one point more than $30, I think. And people crack jokes about that, but that is an indication of very basic goods that people want that they simply don't have access to.
Well, what's happening in Venezuela is that they have, like I say, capital controls and price controls, and they have different exchange rates depending on what kinds of things are allowed to be purchased under each exchange rate. But the black market rate is about 190 or so bolivares to the dollar. The official exchange rate is about 6.4 or so, but they have another exchange rate about 12. And then just the other day, they allowed for some exchange at the free market rate of for dollars, but that's very limited and will have very little effect. So what happens in this scenario is that scarcities automatically occur, and if you go to the pharmacy, you won't find what you need. The way to get things is if you know the pharmacist or the owner of the pharmacy, so that they save things in the back room for you, and you pay more like a black market or free market price, the true price. And that's how things are being done now. It's very inefficient. And of course, the people who are left out are the people with the least connections, the poor. I failed to mention that just a few weeks ago, the United Nations reported that the poverty rate in Venezuela went up by 6.7 percentage points. But that was for 2013, their latest data available. Surely it has gone up by more than that since then.
Ian Vasquez is the director of the Cato Institute Center for Global Liberty and Prosperity. Read more of his work at cato.org.